Healthspadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Ten on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Damn, what a great weather morning.
Compared to the last couple of...
Wow.
Yep, I agree.
Awesome out. Just awesome.
Yes.
Low humidity, felt good, almost a little crisp.
A little crisp, but not too bad. I mean, 60 degrees is a great June morning. You know, we're officially in summer now, so anytime we can tap into dry air, low humidity is a real treat. Absolutely. Yeah.
So what do you think for the rest of the week? I mean, is it going to stay nice a couple days? Or?
Yeah, 2 days. Today and tomorrow are looking great. Today, no complaints whatsoever. Tomorrow, daytime hours look okay. Some forecast models are hinting at some raindrops late tomorrow, like tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And then Friday is our next shot of unsettled weather. It looks like we'll have a few waves of showers and thunderstorms roll through. I think the biggest one is going to be late Friday, like heading into Friday night. The unfortunate news about this is this storm system is lagging. It's lingering. It's slowing down. Probably still going to be with us Saturday morning. So the first half of Saturday also has a chance for showers. I am hopeful that we'll start to clear out Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We'll see peaks of sun. It'll be better. And Sunday is looking like a nice weather day.
We'll take it. That's a pretty good week.
I mean, look, we're still very much in a drought situation, so we need to see rain about one or two times every week as we go through the summer. Okay. This is our wet season. So a little bit of rain, a little bit of nice weather mixed in, no severe weather, no heat, no extreme heat. That's a pretty good forecast.
I will take that all day long.
There you go.
Enjoy it. Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
So, Eric, what is anybody tracking the job losses under Mikey Sherrill?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like,
yes, I am.
I know you are. I feel like we should have a graph. You know, it feels like every week you've got another report on another company closing, another layoff, mass layoffs. How does Governor Affordability justify any of this? Are you hearing?
Nobody in the media asks her about it. I don't know how you continue that trend. You come in to office as the affordability governor.
Yeah.
And
win the election on that.
Right. Won the election on that, especially among independents and the Republicans that voted for her, not to mention, moderate Democrats. But when you look at what we're pacing at, last year was a terrible year under the last year of Murphy. This year is shaping up to be worse. And the thing that is more troubling about it is it's in sectors that used to be considered bulletproof, like tech and telecom and financial services and pharmaceuticals. You're pacing at about 8,200 layoffs through the first week of this month. It's big companies. And then you look at this other study that just came out, the amount of revenue that we're losing because of the out-migration and the poor economy is staggering. Since 2004, $48 billion in taxable individual income. Those are figures from the IRS. Nobody made those up. That's government data. And that is... That's something that you can control. You can control who moves out, who moves in. Now, in terms of raw numbers, you're going to have the Sherrill administration and other Democrats say, well, yeah, we have people that are moving out, but we have other people that are moving in, so it's almost break even. Maybe in terms of population,
not in terms of
earning power.
No, I mean, you look at for every illegal restaurant worker or landscaper or whatever has come in, that income level and what they're paying in taxes compared to somebody who works for Citibank or somewhere else that's earning $150,000 to $200,000 a year, it's not even comparable.
Well, and that's the income loss. And then think about the business taxes that you're losing. And, this is what Democrats in Trenton for 20 years have refused to accept and address because facts are stubborn things. You can't argue with the data. the data shows you've lost $48 billion in taxable income. And, you know, that's money that could have gone into the Treasury to pay for additional school aid, to pay for a property tax relief, whatever you wanted to put into it. And instead, you know, you have a record $61 billion state budget coming up.
Well, and that $48 billion, so that over 22 years, you're talking about more than $2 billion a year.
Yes.
And that number has been creeping up, so that yearly average is higher. You know, you look back to 2004 to 2013, not as bad. Once Christie left office, you know, just looking at the NJBIA reports where they do that annual out-migration, it has gotten very bad. When the Democrats control the governor's office and both houses, the problem is there's no stopping. I mean, you and I have talked about this, and I've had this conversation with a few other people, but you nailed it last week when we talked about how really it's come down to two parties, the woke radical socialist part of the Democrats.
Yep.
And then the moderates, who I think expected something different from Mikey Sherrill, what they got was effectively AOC.
I mean, you certainly could make that argument. And any time that you have those moderate Democrats, you know, look at what they're doing to Assemblywoman Heather Simmons in Gloucester County when she introduced her Live Within Your Means Act and produced the radical idea from a Democrat that you should grow the economy if you have a revenue issue and not just default to raising taxes. She has been pilloried by Craig Coughlin and the leadership in the assembly for speaking essentially sacrilege.
Right, because Democrats like to raise taxes. So here's the question for you. Are you in danger of losing your job? Have you been laid off? Or do you have someone in your family that's been laid off? And what is your plan? Because things are not getting more affordable in the Garden State. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. The time is 6:16. What's next is traffic and weather. All right. 6:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your call, 1-800-283-101.5. Let's go to Marty and Howell. So question on the table is, are you in jeopardy of losing your job? Is someone in your family? I mean, we're seeing, what did Eric say? 8,000 plus layoffs coming to the Garden State. This is from the affordability governor, huh? What do you got, Marty?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good.
I'm actually in the technology field. I'm not in jeopardy, but I know there's a lot of companies out there, even in the technology field, that are actually losing their jobs left and right. As for other jobs, I can tell you this. My wife's actually getting laid off. She's a teacher. And people aren't talking enough about it, but Ocean County, even Monmouth County, schools are letting go. Teachers have been there for years. They're cutting back. They're actually taking away their medical. They're actually making them no longer salary employees. They're making them an hourly employee. That way they don't have to pay them
a
holiday pay. People got to start standing up for this stuff. It's got to stop.
Well,
and
Marty,
it's all under the Democratic leadership.
Part of the problem. Well, and the weak Republicans. I mean, look at how you had Republicans who championed driver's licenses for illegals. And I go back to that because one of the problems in the schools is you had a crush of high-density housing, a crush of illegal families coming in. You have the Lakewood-style overdevelopment. All of a sudden, your school system is crushed with 200 more kids, 300 more kids, 500 more kids, and you can't keep up with the budget. So what do? They can't turn the kids away. They'll end up in a lawsuit. Well, so what do they do?
Well,
fire the teachers.
Whatever happened with Chris Christie when he was in office, right? And he ran on, I'm going to run. I'm going to do a complete audit on the school systems. Do you think that ever happened?
Of course not. Look, the politicians.
He's another flash in the pan.
Well, but think about it. Think about how the Republican Party was in lockstep with Christie. And, you know, and look, I've had some good conversations with the former governor. And I do, you know, he and I were at odds over a lot of things when he was in office. But all of it would have been solved if you had some Republican legislators with just a little bit of a backbone. had the Republicans should have never gone along with the refinancing of the state house renovations. They should have never gone along with the gas tax. What they should have been focusing on was affordability at every level. And we got some good things. He vetoed some really bad things from the Democrats. And we got some caps on spending. But guess what? None of it mattered, Marty, because the Republicans never had the will to go after the Mount Laurel decisions and get that overturned. And
the problem with the Republican Party, Bill, sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
You know, it just seems to me like nobody stands up, nobody follows through with anything, and nobody completes what they're going to do or say.
Right. Yep.
It's all false accusations.
Yeah, and it's a shame.
I'm a registered Republican. I'm kind of disheartened with that. And that's why I rely on bigger government to, hate to say it, run our state, other than the local government that should run our state.
You're right. We should be focused locally. It's why with the various organizations that I work with, we focus on mayors and council and commissioners because it's the only way to bring this back. We need local leaders who are willing to stand up to the Lakewood-style overdevelopment. We need local leaders that are willing to stand up and enforce zoning restrictions and risk being sued. Because if you're not willing to take the risk, then nothing is going to get done. You'll continue to take the scraps off the Democrat majority table, and things are going to get worse. And let me tell you something. It's getting worse. All right, are you in jeopardy of losing your job? Have you already lost your job? Are you a small business that has made the decision to take some of your salaried employees and make them hourly? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 627 is the time. Eric Scott with the news. Five. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. Till 10 o'clock this morning. So, Eric, it is so incredibly frustrating to... It's like you leave, you come back, you go on vacation, you come back. And, for how many years have we been reporting on and discussing job losses, out-migration, companies closing? And it's like we're our own worst enemy. I don't know if you heard the call earlier, but teachers are being laid off in some of these smaller towns.
Many districts.
One of the problems is that the biggest unfunded mandate in New Jersey is the Mount Laurel decisions and illegal immigration.
Right.
Because the schools have no recourse to apply for any additional state funding.
Right.
They have to figure it out locally. So the state will sue them, will go after them hard. You gotta school these kids. And who gets hurt? Your $75,000 a year teacher who's now loses their health care and gets put as a part-time aide. Or loses the job completely.
Or loses the job entirely.
It's nuts.
And that was what was started under the Murphy administration and presumably continuing under the Sherrill administration, is that you have local taxpayers who will vote on their school budget,
yep,
vote it down because there's a double-digit property tax increase, yep, and you think that's the end of it. The voters have spoken. But then
so
the Sherrill administration can walk in and go, oh, no, yep, we're doing this budget, and yep, completely overrule, yeah, the vote.
It's the big scam in New Jersey is that there's home rule. With the Democrat legislature and the last 9 years of Democrats in the executive mansion, home rule has gone out the window because the towns are then faced with a decision. Do we sue? And now we're talking about the potential of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in legal fees, and we can lose.
Right.
The builder remedies are crushing these towns. The builders can then sue if they don't comply or build all the affordable housing. There's no end in sight unless towns revolt and say, we're just simply not going to do it. We're not going to do it. And bar the door. But that takes guts, and there's no backup. And I've been saying this for a while, and you and I have talked about this, that you need a functional state Republican Party to provide some cover and opposition. There's no air support. There's nothing. So a town is on their own if they want to fight the Democrat administration. There's no one to stand with them. That's the challenge. One.
Well, you know, you have a handful of GOP legislators in the Senate and the Assembly. And, you know, you and I, we've talked about who they are. But there's no organizational support from the top down.
Leaders don't lead. You're right. You've got a handful. You've had them on your show. They sometimes come on this show. Mm-hmm. You're right. They're shouting from the rooftops, but they're alone. I mean, I look at the two leaders, DeMeo and Bucco, and they have stated in numerous conversations that anybody that was not with them, they are going after. They're leaving Ara Dunn out to dry. They're not going to help her in her reelection. They're going to lose that seat. And I think Bucco's going to lose his seat. DeMeo is useless as a leader. So that's the sad part. So you got guys like Jay Weber standing up, fighting, doing the right thing. Brian Bergen, who's just a loudmouth, I think, but at least he says the right things. He is willing to fight. I'll give him that credit.
Well, I mean, yeah, and
right?
in Paul order Kinitra to even remotely, fights. And Paul as well.
Yeah,
and, but all, you know, in the case of Bergen, I mean, he takes it to the extreme and almost levels of absurdity because it's the only way that anybody pays attention.
Yeah.
Because, as you mentioned, you don't have that backing. I mean, you have a new chairperson of the Republican Party. I don't know of one event that she has held yet that is designed to cultivate the next generation of Republican leadership.
They had one big event. I heard they raised about $110,000-$120,000. For all reporting that we've heard, it went to debt. Certainly didn't go to the special election. They held the event a couple weeks before a special election in a congressional district that used to be held by Republicans for decades. Mikey Sherrill's old district, and just gave it away. Nothing. Did nothing.
I mean, the fundraising is a separate issue. I'm talking about building a bench, you know, going town to town, county to county, school district to school district, and identifying your next up-and-coming, state candidates. There's no mechanism in place to do that.
They target them. So you get, you know, places like Middletown, anybody that is an affront to the cabal in Monmouth County, like, hey, you can't step out of line. They go after them. They did it in Sussex County. My friend Rachel Rodriguez lost her primary by one vote. One vote. Mm. And you look at that, and what happened? The Republican Party just starts to attack themselves, and they're fighting over scraps. So I don't know that there is a political solution there other than to rebuild from the ground up. And I think it the whole key to this state is the unaffiliated voters. What are the 2.5 million of them?
Yeah. Well, they're going to outpace. They're on pace to outnumber both registered Democrats and Republicans in New Jersey, that they will be the largest single voting bloc in the state.
And the problem is in the primary, nobody caters to them.
Correct.
The Democrats go to their base. Republicans go to their base. And it is a shrinking base on both sides.
Well, but then at that point, by the time you go to the extreme for Republican or Democrat in a primary, now you any of the independent voters who are even remotely paying attention, they're turned off on the process now when they start and won't vote. Yeah,
right. You're right. This is the problem on the MAGA side, where it's if Trump says it, it's got to be good, and that's it. And you can't criticize or we hate you. And on the left, you're seeing it in the legislature, where if you don't follow along with Coughlin and the rest of the money grabbers, that's it. God forbid you speak about balanced budgets or creating revenue or job creation.
Right.
You get the hammer. So it is getting worse. The good news is it's always darkest before the dawn. I believe that. I think it's more than a cliche. I think that it's getting so bad that those independent unaffiliated voters will wake up and participate. But I think this state could come down to not a third party, but perhaps a well-funded, independent statewide candidate, because the extremes have run it into the ground. And now you're losing, what did you say, $48
billion? Yeah,
48 in 22 billion. Years. Yep. $2.1 billion a year walking out the door.
It's unsustainable. It's just it's a matter of when are you actually at the tipping point. And I think we're certainly closer to it than we are farther away from it. But you're going to get to that point where, you know, you're what are you, who's going to be left in New Jersey?
I remember when Christie was governor, you and I talked about this on the air, that we were closing in on 50% of the state budget going to service debt.
Right.
So what I never anticipated was the solution to that was increase your budget by 50%. Right. And now right. the debt service is only about 28% or whatever the number is. But
we've done the projections. And here's a scary thought. We've done the projections. Yeah. The basic cost to run state government. And mm-hmm. I'm talking about, you know, your basic, you know, salaries and, you know, provide police, fire, safety, right. everything.
Roads, parks.
Right. I mean, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Is somewhere between $3 and $3.5 billion. Everything else is extra.
Yeah. So we got another $57 billion that we got to pay for. All right. So where are you on this scale? Are you in jeopardy of losing your job? Are you now looking at this and saying, okay, check, please? And if so, where would you go outside of Jersey? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 646 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Windows down, opinions up. New Jersey's talking all day. Call 1-800-283-101.5 to join the conversation. New Jersey 101.5.
Zero.
6:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So I just want you to have this perspective. So Democrats are solidly in charge of both houses of the legislature. Other than a handful of legislators that snipe at the edges, the reality is that we have devolved into essentially a group of moderate Democrats challenging the radicals, and the radicals are absolutely in charge. We saw this in New York with the primaries yesterday. We saw it with how this new budget evolved in New Jersey. And here's the perspective you got to have. So $2.1 billion walking out the door, that is taxable income walking out. That's a guy saying, hey, I'm making $100,000 a year. I'm walking out the door. I'm going to wherever, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Delaware. That's a huge thing. And now we're seeing bigger companies that are leaving, you know, Samsung among them. And we're seeing some of the bigger, bigger companies, if they haven't left, they're laying off their staff, 8,000 already announced this month. So this is a huge problem. And if you look at the budget, $61 billion. Perspective. When Chris Christie was governor's last year, the budget was $35 billion. So it's near, it's gone up, what, 75%? It's not only unsustainable, but here's the challenge. As voters, especially older voters, you were sold a bill of goods to keep voting for the status quo. They found $100 million to give you some crumbs on Stay NJ. Stay NJ was always going to be a disaster. It was only a gimmick. Your taxes are up. Stay NJ was a gimmick. Many of you got $40 checks, $50 checks. Come on, you can't even go to the grocery store with that. It was a gimmick to buy your vote. And the stupid Republicans fell right in line, fighting to have it enacted even sooner. If it was fully implemented, it would have cost us more than $2 billion. So it's a huge problem. So my question to you is, how are you being affected by this reckless and out of control government? Are you impacted in your job? Is your business struggling? Is your job in jeopardy? Are you going to a job right now that you're not so sure if this is going to be your last month employed? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:56 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
Seven oh nine.
on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. And as the song and the ad said, I am back. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So $2.1 billion in adjusted gross income walking out the door every year in the Garden State. Eric, and you reported that more than 8,000 layoffs.
Almost 8,200.
And that is in the month of June. That is
through the first week of June.
Okay, so we've lost 8,200 jobs through the first week. These are big companies.
These are the big companies that are doing mass layoffs that by law have to file what's called a WARN notice with the state saying, hey, we're implementing these layoffs. That does not include a lot of mid-sized and small companies that may be reducing payroll or not expanding. And
the number doesn't include it.
The number does not include that.
Because this is a state-reported number.
Correct.
So obviously the number's higher. It also doesn't include anyone who's been moved to part-time.
Correct, because that is not considered technically a job loss.
Right, even though you lose your health benefits and make less money.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how else we can say it, and we've been trying to highlight it as much as possible, because when you look at those numbers, when you look at the companies, when you look at the Fortune 500 companies that have left New Jersey, when you look at companies that are not expanding here, even if you have a company like, let's pick Johnson & Johnson in New Brunswick, where, you know, they've come out repeatedly and said, listen, we're always going to have a presence in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But that does not mean that they are going to expand operations in New Jersey. And in fact, just the opposite has happened. When you have another heritage company like J&J that is choosing to expand elsewhere in the country. So those are lost opportunities. Those are job losses because they were never created. Those are fewer jobs that our kids are going to be able to have when they graduate high school and college. Mm-hmm. So that's the flip side of living in such a business unfriendly climate. Is that it's not just the immediate job losses that we've seen, 8,200 of them already this year. It is the missed opportunities in terms of those jobs not being created through expansion and innovation.
Well, and you have to ask, if you look at the numbers, Verizon, Merck, Novartis, Prudential, JP Morgan,
Citibank,
yep. Exxon Mobil, yep. Honeywell.
Yep.
Even Maserati North America, I didn't even know they were here.
Yeah.
Apparently they left. So, Anheuser-Busch, Gerber Food Products. So the question then is, what is the value of the corporate taxes that were being paid by these companies for having their headquarters in New Jersey?
Well, so you have two different philosophies, right? I mean, you can either say, oh, these companies are moving out, we're losing tax revenue, we have to tax the remaining companies more.
Or
we need to reduce our corporate tax rate so we're competitive with other states and keep the companies we have and bring in new companies. That's really the debate and the argument. And it really comes down to something as simple as that.
I agree. One of the things that I have talked about for many, many years is I go back to the old Jack Kemp. Congressman Jack Kemp, who I know you knew well from the Buffalo area, ran for president back in 1988. I was a volunteer for him then. And he talked about urban enterprise zones. And I loved his concept. And I said, that's what New Jersey needs. But you need to do it in a way that you take a big company like this and say, hey, we're going to waive your corporate taxes for 5 years if you relocate here. And you bring them in. So they could have an immediate savings, with the theory being they will grow and your revenue will grow because they're bringing in new employees. And that's something that no one talks about. You know, the Club for Growth used to champion this, and they're kind of a challenging organization now. They've kind of gone the way of most of these groups in Washington, where they advocated for great policies, and it turns out then they just support candidates who are already going to win so they can check box in there, they get their win-loss ratio looks pretty good, and they can raise money. But the concepts are still there, and to me, to your point, that is the debate in New Jersey and across America. Do you raise taxes in order to create revenue,
Or do you lower taxes to create revenue because you create economic growth? And that is, unfortunately, guys, that's a debate that has been already won by the one side in New Jersey. And it has been this way now for going on the better part of a decade. And that is, we raise taxes. That's what we do in New Jersey. We not only raise taxes, we fire public workers. We fire teachers in order to accommodate the suicide pact of the Mount Laurel decisions and illegal immigration. So here we are. So now the question is, what do you do about it? Are you digging in? Are you going to fight? Are you one of those independent, unaffiliated voters that says, you know, both parties have really wrecked this state? Jack, you'll be first on the other side. Everybody else hang in there. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. My question to you is, do you see a way out of this? And are you personally affected? Are you one of those folks that have been downsized, laid off, or moved to part-time because your company is being crushed under the weight of regulation and taxation in New Jersey? 1-800-283-101.5. 716 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening. A powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about. New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
...722 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning, I am Bill Spadia. So I'm digging in. Yes, it can be stopped. But wow, it had to get this bad for people to start to pay attention. Let's go to Jack in Middlesex County. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing? Good
morning. I'm good. I'm good. I'm watching the costs go up every day. I'm watching the Democrats just run roughshod over everyone. And unfortunately, very little opposition on the Republican side.
I spoke to you a while back, months ago. I listen to you and Eric every morning.
Thank you.
Democrats, elite Democrats are destroying blue cities and states. Because when you destroy blue inner cities and there's nothing more to steal or break or destroy, it just overflows into the suburbs. There's all been a plan, which I told you from like 2011, 2012. Obama's pulling all the strings still. And I would consider myself more like a moderate. I'll go either way when I listen to the political party members' thoughts and ideas, but we're in a lot of trouble. We will never recover from this. You won't want to be in New Jersey 5 years from now. You won't want to be here.
I don't know
Democrats
if that's
are winning.
You know, Jack, let me ask you this. Are you voting? Have you voted? You vote, right?
Yes, I vote.
Yeah. Did you support Trump in the last election?
Yes, I did.
And yes, I did. Do you feel like he's delivered on everything that you expected? And the reason I asked that...
No, but I feel like... Yeah.
I asked that for a reason, because a lot of people would argue he hasn't, but many of us will say, well, he's also up against overwhelming odds when you look at how many blue states are fighting the White House at every turn, right? So there's only, there's only so much... Like, we are in a political war right now, civil war, if you will, but it's political. And you've got... So the challenge is that in a state like New Jersey, we're fighting everything the federal government is trying to do. Meanwhile, we're gouging our own citizens. And the experiment is failing for the Democrats ultimately because people are leaving. So, you don't have to go that far. You can go to Pennsylvania. I can go to Delaware. You don't have to go that far to get your taxes lowered. So I think the question is, and the reason I ask if you vote, is we can't expect perfection, but we can expect that there is an opposition to fight back. And right now, I don't see that on the Republican side in New Jersey. I don't see them fighting back.
Correct. And we lose every election. All Democrats are still winning.
Yeah.
And Trump, right, he hasn't delivered on everything he's promised and said, but he's delivered on a lot more than what previous administrations have.
I agree.
Much more.
I agree.
And everybody keeps hooting and hollering Obama. Obama was running Biden. You know that. And
Jack, what are you going to do? Do you stay in Middlesex County or do you leave New Jersey? What do you do?
I love New Jersey. My family's in New Jersey. And they're both, my family's in law enforcement and I worry about them daily. And I don't know. I'm there. I really don't know. I've been looking, to be honest with you, I've been looking at property in Thailand.
Thailand?
Of entirety, yep.
That, all right, you. I am going to make sure Producer Thomas checks a box. You are the first person that is thinking about leaving New Jersey to go to Thailand. That is, I love Thai food, though. I do love Thai food. A good, like a Thai green curry.
There's just not much. A quick note before I go.
Cheap to live there, too.
I was in business with a friend of mine. It is very cheap. And very, very nice living.
Nice weather.
But
nice and warm. Yes. Beaches, yeah.
Well, you met Thai.
Anyway, I'm going
to
take a look.
A friend of mine I was in business with for many years.
Yep.
Came to me in 2014. And told me everything that's happened since the end of 2019, he told me in 2014. From the pandemic, I'm sorry, to cities burning, the end game is we do have that revolution or civil war you're talking about.
Well, but the fact that it's going on means it can be solved. Someone will come out on top. And the question is, at what point will the drain of companies and jobs wake up moderate Democrats and independent voters to say, we absolutely have to stop reelecting the same people over and over again? Jack, thanks for calling. Appreciate you. All right, I'm down a rabbit hole on the website. I hope that these sites are all safe for work because I'm now looking at property in Thailand. Anyway, question for you. Are you digging in? Are you in jeopardy of losing something you've been holding on to for decades, your job, your home, et cetera? And how are all these huge taxes and regulations and everything else happening in the Garden State, overdevelopment, impacting you? And have you thought about leaving? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 728 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Eric, I asked a question earlier. Are people digging in with me? Are they hanging in? Are they going somewhere? Guy's like, I'm thinking about Thailand. So I, of course, I could see Producer Thomas's face realizing I was about to go down a rabbit hole. And down the rabbit hole I have gone. And let me tell you, properties are beautiful in Thailand.
Yes, they are.
Wow. And I'm looking at this. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath home overlooking the water and the beach with a pool. $400,000 American dollars. Now, the challenge is you got to move to Thailand.
Well,
but I don't know how safe is Thailand. I don't know. The food I love. I mean,
you'd be better off moving to a place, you know, I mean, Sandra and I, we've been looking in the Dominican where, you know, you can get a three-bedroom villa with a pool that is five-minute walk to the beach for $275,000.
So it really makes you think about how ridiculous home pricing is in America. You know, when you think about what you get for your money, and I have been saying this for years, that people think, you know, and I didn't know this until my son moved to California.
Right.
And, you know, went to school and then stayed. But it is not necessarily at every turn more expensive to live in California. New Jersey politicians love to say, well, at least we're not California.
Right.
Like, well, yeah, my insurance costs for my son are literally a quarter of what they are here. And I'm paying California prices, and I'm paying 25% of what I was paying here for the car insurance. Rentals. You look at New York. We spent some time with friends on Father's Day, and there a lot of my son and daughter's friends are living in Manhattan, and they're paying rent. Their split of the rent is almost what my son's paying to live on his own. Like right. Three bedroom, yeah. One bath,
yeah. Yeah.
$6,000 to
run.
Are you what?
Yeah.
So it's gotten so completely out of control, and I worry with farm. I mean, I'm not leaving here. But that said, I can see why it's appealing to people and enticing, perhaps.
Well, I mean, if you look at just the economics of it, right? I mean, when I look at if my house was paid off, it would still cost me a mortgage payment to stay just to cover the property taxes.
That's the problem.
And it, yeah. My monthly property tax bill at my house, if we decided to stay, mm-hmm. and really it would be the same no matter where you went in New Jersey, is twice right. to three times more mm-hmm. than what I would pay if I moved out of New Jersey.
Right. That's insane.
That's a huge difference. And even with the stay NJ, if it was still around at a time when you and I were ready to retire or had our house paid off and met the eligibility, it doesn't help that much.
No, because your taxes are going to go up another 20 to 30%. I mean, look at Jersey City. They're talking about, what, a 20%?
20% increase.
20%.
Yeah.
So if you're paying $10,000 now, your tax bill next year is going to be $12,000.
Right.
That is real money. And that's the average in New Jersey.
Yes.
Now, Jersey City went through, they didn't reevaluate, and that was a whole controversy with Steve Fulop, et cetera. So they were underpaying, arguably, for many, many years. But it doesn't make it cheap.
It does not make it cheap.
You know, so that's that. It's just a frustrating thing to look at. When I was listening to these, 20 somethings talk about what they're paying for rent in New York City, and I'm thinking, yeah, but you would pay that at the Jersey Shore. You'd pay some of those prices. You're paying high rent in Hoboken, in Jersey City, in the real estate prices everywhere. And then think about first time homebuyers. You know, the average price in the country, I think, now for a first-time homebuyer, I think it's about $400 and change, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's higher in Jersey.
But it's higher in Jersey, yeah.
And the taxes on it, let's take an $800,000 colonial. I mean, you go to Essex County, you're going to pay $30,000 in taxes for that house.
Right, and that's, you know, when
Mercer County, you're going to pay $30,000 to $40,000.
I mean, I've looked at it. You've looked at it, too. You know, this myth of downsizing. And I have friends that have tried to downsize, you know, sold their homes and bought another home for cash. When you factor in, you know, your association fees, your property taxes, everything else, you're really not saving any money.
That's the problem.
And, you know, it's...
Well, look at the cost of living, too.
Right.
When's the last time you went to a restaurant and you know, ordered a bottle of wine and, you know, meal for four... You, the prices, it's like a punch in the face.
Yeah, and when you look at...
Not everywhere, but...
But it's becoming harder and harder to find those places where you can go and have what most would consider an affordable night. And how many times have you and I talked about, you know, these two figures? New Jersey has among the highest median income in the nation.
Yep.
It's needed because of our cost of living. But we're dead last in disposable income. So where is all that money going? It's not going to your retirement account. It's not going to a vacation. Mm-hmm. It's not going to eating out to dinner.
Well, the other question is, how many of us have priced ourselves out of our own homes? So I could not, if I were looking for a home today, based on income, not based on equity or investments, or based on income, there's not a chance I could buy my house.
Oh, I couldn't buy mine either.
Yeah, think about
no,
that.
I couldn't buy mine.
I can't buy my own house.
The plan is, and this is, you know, and I'm sure that a lot of people have had this conversation. The plan is, especially if you're planning to move out of New Jersey, is that hopefully your home is paid off. You sell your home for an inflated price in New Jersey, you buy whatever your retirement home is for cash, so you don't have a mortgage payment,
right.
And maybe you have a little bit left, you know, over that
right.
can you throw on a pile for your retirement. That's really, I think, what a lot of people, and I've talked to a lot of people about it, that's their goal. Their goal is, I want to be able to sell my house in New Jersey
and buy cash,
for a retirement home, so that I don't have a mortgage payment, and then that's going to be, you know, where they carry me out and put me in a box.
So this is the question, New Jersey. If you're driving a bus right now, you're not doing that. What if you're a renter, or you're a nurse, or a school teacher, or a cop? I mean, you're talking about the average home value in New Jersey is nearing $600,000. That's almost 50% higher than that number I quoted earlier that I heard this morning on the news for the nationwide average. So the problem is, how do you do it as a first-time home buyer? And if you are thinking about retiring, at what point is Stay NJ actually going to keep you in New Jersey? What else would have to change to keep you in the Garden State? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 746 is the time. Traffic on the next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
7:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So the average home value in Jersey, $578,855. Average tax bill, north of $10,000 on that home. You tell me what you're getting these days for $500,000. Meanwhile, a beautiful luxury property on the beach with a pool, all modern amenities, brand new, three bedrooms, three baths in Thailand, $400,000. What gives? Let's go to Dan in West Windsor. What's going on, Dan? Morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. This New Jersey stay thing.
Stay
NJ. The devil's in the details. How are they going to pay this? Are they going to mail you a check come around election time, or are they going to send a credit directly to the municipality that you pay your property taxes, which would probably be the better thing to do. So they don't explain that. But here is another thing. They don't scale this to inflation.
No.
It'll stay like that forever. But when it comes to taking in money, right, whether it's tolls, whether it's the gas tax.
They scale that.
That's how we scale that to inflation, right?
You're scaling
that,
baby.
It's like when they take the money in, they scale it. But when they got to deal it out, it's like, you know, I mean, you know, you're big on, you know, the veterans and all that, and so am I. But here's something to think about. The veteran deduction on the New Jersey state tax return,
mm-hmm.
it's been $250 for the last 35, 40 years,
mm-hmm.
right? That was never scaled. Or, and the same thing for a senior citizen. They give you a $250 deduction.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, why don't they give you $1,000 or $1,500? But they'll do a property, a child tax credit. Oh, they'll triple that. I mean, go figure. What are they thinking?
Well, what they're thinking is it's a political prop, Dan. So right, you get, I mean, look at Stay NJ. Stay NJ, we had calls when the first checks went out. Listeners would call and say, I got $38. I got $44. I'm like, right, because it was offset by whatever other deals you had, whether it's the senior freeze or the anchor program. It was never going to be additional. And the problem is, what it should have done is been a legitimate half your taxes. But it was never going to be that. They calculated it to take your vote and then screw you on the other side. And that's what they did. So you got a $44 check. That's what you traded for your vote for these Democrats. And, you know, and the problem, Dan, is to your point about not scaling it, this is why people are struggling. This is why we talked about a cost of living adjustment for our police officers. Because
right.
we're burning people. You want to know why cops and firefighters are leaving New Jersey when they retire? Because there's no adjustment in their income. That's why. I don't blame them. I get it. Anyway, we're going to keep fighting, Dan. I got to jump for news, but thanks for calling. Appreciate you. Eugene, you'll be first on the other side. So the question on the table is, are you digging in? And if not, what's driving you out? And where are you headed? 1-800-283-101.5. 757. Eric Scott with the news next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
A10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Talking about affordability in New Jersey, it's getting worse. 8,000 jobs. That's just what's reported. Gone. Dozen companies or so. Gone. And housing prices completely out of control. How's it impacting you? Matthew in Millstone. What's going on, Matthew?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good, man. What's happening?
Yeah, well, it's impacting me. My whole family's from New York. They moved to Jersey in 91, just before I was born. My wife and I just got married last year in June. We've been renting.
And congratulations. After looking at,
that's great. Thank you. Appreciate it. After all the house prices we've been looking at, because we want to buy, ultimately, and not rent the rest of our lives.
Of course.
We've actually, after crunching the numbers, we're leaving. We've been looking at Tennessee, South Carolina. I mean, you look at the equivalence of what you can buy for $700,000 in South Carolina. You can get a 23-acre property. It's a no-brainer. I've actually talked to my whole family about it, and they're on board. And so we're actually, within the next 2 years, looking to all up and leave New Jersey.
Wow,
because the
Matthew.
Cost of living is insane.
So how do you do that with your job? What kind of work do you do?
So I work in the tech industry, and I'm fortunate enough to work remotely. I work from home for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And so I will probably expect a pay adjustment, you know, wherever we move. But even with a pay adjustment, you know, everyone makes the argument of, well, if you move somewhere else, you're going to have, you know, a lower cost living. You'll make less money. It still adds up. I mean, I think the average lifetime tax burden of a New Jersey resident now is up to $1 million or something like that.
I'm sure.
Is a statistic. And so, I mean, it's just, I think New Jersey's ranked the number one worst state to retire in the country consistently. And I'm a born and raised New Jersey resident. So it's bittersweet because I love a lot of things about the state. But ultimately, for my next chapter of my life, I can't afford, nor do I want to, set my new family up in a state that they'll just be struggling in the next, you know, 15, 20 years.
Is your wife from Jersey?
No, she's actually way out from Erie, Pennsylvania. So she moved to Jersey before we got married to be closer to me. And then we both are, you know, we decided like, yeah, it's not for us. We got to get out of here because we want to actually own a home before we hit our midlife crisis.
Yeah, but Matthew, you're smart about that because, you know, the best investment you can make is to own a home. I mean, it's the one reason why many New Jerseyans can afford to retire because they sell their home for what you get here and then you buy somewhere else that is a lot cheaper. Otherwise, without home ownership, you'd be stuck. And you know, you can't, you're right. You're throwing money out the window if you're renting because you're not building any value. And you're so
exactly. There's no equity.
Yeah, but you know, to hear a young guy like you just got married, you want to start a family, that New Jersey just completely shuts the door. There's no plan. Even the stay and Jay plan, as ill-fated as it is, and what a mess. And I was railing against it when it first came out. It was targeted as a vote grab for older New Jerseyans. They never cared about you. I've had this conversation with so many young people that work here at Town Square that support this radio station and the show. And, you know, they're either living at home or they're renting, and they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't, you know, they're stuck. How many teachers, bus drivers, you know, cops, firefighters are like, yeah, the state does not do anything to alleviate the burden of young families. Meanwhile, young people, a little younger than you, Matthew, you know, late mid-20s, they're renting. They'd rather pay the high rents in Manhattan because they get the lifestyle of the city. And there's no thought of coming back to Jersey. So we're losing that tax revenue, too. Anyway, look, man, do me a favor, though. When you go, take me with you on the app. There'll always be a little bit of Jersey wherever you are. All right?
You got it.
Good luck to you, Matthew. You take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, best to your family. All right, how about you? Are you digging in? Are you stuck in Jersey? Or have you made a decision, especially if you're a young family and you're thinking about buying a home? Where are you looking? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 814 is the time. Traffic weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
8:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Greg in Freehold, hang in there for 1 second. Jill, now the hate-o-meter is coming up after 8:30.
Okay.
But the hate is already spreading in the studio.
What, that picture of you that looks like picture. Adam Sandler?
Dan, have you seen that picture? That picture was posted by Barrett Media. They did a 1 year ago. When I announced I was running for governor, and they either did it on the primary or when I announced whatever it was. Supposedly, it was like a positive thing. That's the picture they use.
You look grizzly.
It looks like you put a picture into AI and said, make me older.
Yeah, like 10
make
years
me,
older.
Make me 20.
Producer Thomas thinks I'm melting.
30 years older, yeah.
So I think we should post this. I'm gonna do a side-by-side. I'm going to hold that up, and we're going to put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
We'll do that today so people can see it.
It really looks like Adam Sandler. It's like they took Adam Sandler
and you. I can see that.
Do you? Yeah, like an older, sicker Adam Sandler? I mean.
Yeah. Yep.
Like that just looks like I went five rounds with the champ and I didn't put my hands up once. Like
that. And I never see you really frown. You're kind of frowning in that picture. Frowning.
You look exhausted.
Your lips are going like. Mm.
I look like I've been up for about 50 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And coming back from a bender. Like that is.
Forehead wrinkles like. That's your forehead.
My hair's not completely gray there. It looks.
And can I say it looks worse in black and white?
That's probably true.
So what's great about this place is producer Thomas is like, you know what? That's the ugliest picture I've ever seen here. We're going to blow it up and put it on the wall.
And it's on the wall.
And that's how we roll. I love it.
On display.
I love it. All right, Greg in Freehold. What's going on, Greg?
Morning, Bill. So you know my feelings on this subject. New Jersey is a lost cause fiscally. And there's no saving it in terms of cost of living. And that was confirmed by the election last year. Mm. Jack, flawed candidate though he was, lost by, 14, 15%?
Yeah, almost 15 points. Disaster.
Yeah, and Democrats are responsible for the high cost of living, but they keep winning elections.
Yes, and you're right.
So the higher the property taxes go and the higher the cost of living goes, the more votes they win and the more seats they win and by larger margins. So... There's no saving the state. It's like California.
But you were digging out, Greg. You had a countdown for years. You were benchmark. I ran for governor thinking I got to keep Greg in Freehold and we couldn't get it done. But now you're staying.
Well, for a little while. So I had my countdown. It ended a year ago when my wife retired from teaching. But the issue for me is I the family ties are just too strong. I can't ask my wife to leave her widowed mother to move to Florida. So what I'm hoping to do now is when I turn 59 and a half and I can take money out of my IRA penalty free, I'm going to buy a place in the Tampa area or maybe in Charleston and do the snowbird thing. If I establish residency in Florida and I get the zero income tax and I can come back up here for a few months a year, 4 or 5 months a year, and still pay nothing in terms of income tax on my work. Now, that's the plan. That's what a lot of people do. But it doesn't matter in the terms of the cost of living, because for every one person that leaves, there's one that comes in. You know, the 2020 census showed we had a net increase in population, not decrease.
Well, and remember, babies are being born, too.
Are rising, Bill.
I mean, babies are being born. But also, Greg, you're having an influx of people that are coming. I mean, we are a destination for people to come in and reap the benefits. I mean, think about how many illegals are here that are draining our tax dollars. And the estimate from Paul Knitra was like 900,000. Yeah, I mean, that was 2 years ago. Right. So
right, and
here we are.
And what I can't understand is people, are desperate to get into New Jersey. It is a nice state in which to live. But, in Essex County, it's like $1 million for a starter house that's 1,200 square feet with a lot of work that needs to be done. 20 grand a year in property taxes. And
more.
If real estate prices were going down, you would know there's more sellers than buyers and people have had it with the cost of living. But the opposite is true. Housing prices are rising dramatically. I mean, there's a shortage of homes as well. There's a supply issue, but there's a huge demand to get into New Jersey. So long as Democrats keep winning elections and housing prices keep rising and people keep voting for Democrats, regardless of the cost of living, why should they change anything? It's a winning formula for them. Rising cost of living, rising taxes.
Also,
all they have to do is...
That's right. The middle class is who gets screwed. You know, you get these big corporations that can afford to buy up the real estate. That's right. Well, but the middle class isn't going to get the handouts. That's the problem. It's the illegals who are getting it. It's the very poor who come here. And you get this overdevelopment where all of a sudden you've got hundreds and hundreds more children in the schools and the average middle class family, your income's not going up, but your taxes are. Listen, Greg, I hate to cut you off. I got to jump, but keep me posted on the Snowbird plan. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Hate-o-meter coming back after the news, which is next.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility.
Kathy, so Kathy, I'm going to ask you to stop that song. Producer Thomas has alerted us that today is a new edition.
Oh, yeah.
You've got something special for us today.
Oh, very special.
Yeah, so there's another song.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Going back in history, he still raised your hostility. So let's look back when times were easier. For today's Bill Retro Hate-O-Meter.
Nice big band flair to this. I'm liking this.
Oh, yeah. Eric, like I'm watching Boardwalk Empire.
Right? You can hear the phonograph, the scratchiness.
Yeah.
Very well done. The band outdid themselves. So this is not a throwback to prior Hate that has aired.
No.
You have unearthed Hate that we did not know existed.
In the vault.
In the Hate vault, going back. How many years did this go back?
So to set the stage here, this is a Reddit thread from 4 years ago.
Wow.
So the Reddit thread is titled, Bill Spadia, the Worst of New Jersey.
Well, I'm sure you enjoyed reading this one, Mr. Scott.
There were some words I don't typically get to say.
Well, let's go right in. I love a little retro Hate. So what is the first one? Who is it from?
And this is on, by the way, it's on r/New Jersey. If you want to play along at home, you can look up on r/New Jersey, Bill Spadia, the Worst of New Jersey.
Bill Spadia, the Worst of New Jersey, and it's r/New Jersey. It's a Reddit thread.
Yes, from 4 years ago.
So you could read, while you read it aloud, you can follow along.
Yeah, you can play along at home.
Wow, how about that? It's a play-at-home version.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear this first one.
Yes, this first one is from now a deleted user who actually started this thread. This is how he started it.
Okay.
I managed to last about 10 minutes before I turned him off, feeling sorry for anyone with few enough brain cells to actually listen to him. Bill Spadia, you may be the worst New Jersey has to offer. Congrats, as that's a massive list to climb.
Wow. I mean, there was a lot
in that one.
No bleeping, and he like painted a picture. I can see climbing over to get to be the worst of the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It was good visuals. I also like that he tried to listen.
He tried. He tried his best.
Like you know? That could almost. I mean, Eric, we could almost do an over under bet on that.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Like, yeah. How many minutes do the haters listen before they just can't take it anymore? I mean, he lasted 10 minutes.
Right, right.
What do you think he did when he couldn't take it anymore? Like, did he punch his radio? Did he start freaking out in the car? You know what I mean?
Start yelling at whoever was around him?
Yeah, what did he start swerving and on the turnpike? Like, what did he do?
I feel like he crushes a styrofoam cup of coffee. That's what I'm
goes
all I'm visually.
Goes on his hand.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. All right, let's do, what's next?
Now we'll really get into the Hate here. The second one is from Yuki Hase.
E has the same IQ as a pile of dog.
Wait, that got confusing.
E has the same IQ as a pile of dog.
I mean, that is succinct. I mean, really, right straight to the point. And again, a visual.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's ringtone, though.
No.
I think it's too long.
It could be.
But it's descriptive. You understand it.
You can almost smell it.
You can almost. He's basically a very descriptive way of calling me dumb. I think that's a 4 out of 5.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
This could be a ringtone for your tweets. You know what I mean? Like when you get a Bill Spadia tweet notification. This could be the ringtone.
Oh, that actually is not bad. A notification more than like a text alert.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I like that. All right, let's go.
This third one here is from Ripley129 on Reddit.
Ready? Yep. Guy is a bag.
Wait. You gotta play that again.
Yep. Guy is a bag.
All right, I got the word bag out of that.
Yeah, well,
guy is a, how many bleeps was that?
That was two bleeps right back to back.
back-to-back bleeps.
As much as I wanted to include some context here, there's a lot that could not be played for this comment.
Let's just hear it one more time.
Yep. Guy is a bag.
Yeah, it's too, it's hard to have context with that. But that almost sums up the hate. It's just one long bleep.
The listeners can use your imagination here to fill in the blanks.
It's hard though. Is there a way to hint it? I guess you got to go to the thread to follow along.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what you need to do. It wasn't dirtbag. I'm assuming.
No.
Was not.
Was not dirtbag. Yep. Okay. Yep. But was he angry about something in particular, or he was just a flurry of curse words?
This was just, this whole thread was just a flurry of Bill Spady hate. Mm. It was literally tailor-made for the hate-o-meter, and just every comment.
I can't believe it took 4 years to unearth this.
Right. Yeah.
But good excavating. Good. Almost like a... like an archaeological dig.
We discovered a new dinosaur.
Yeah, they're like, you know, fossils. I mean? Like, yeah. Look at this. Oh, there's a new species we found. All right. All right, that was... let's do the next one.
This fourth one here is from Jimmy Kong 253. This is a long one.
I see we've already got our March quota of b***ing about Bill Spadia early. The guy is a b***hard. But sadly, he probably gets ratings, and that's why they keep him on the air.
Wow. So that tells me that in that thread, there was a quota they were looking for.
Yeah, apparently. Like,
there's a certain amount of hate that they have to spew to stay out there. But also the sad recognition that I'm still on the air. Like, he's almost... what do you think he's going through now? It's 4 years later.
That's
still
right, yeah, because this is 4 years old.
Yes, I'm still here.
Well, he was probably happy last year. He's like, oh, my goodness.
He probably thought, hey, dirt, he's finally gone. And then, as the song says, I came back.
I came back.
I think that's a pretty... Is that the last one?
That is not the last one.
It's not the last one.
No.
Oh, all right, let's do the last one.
This last one here is from a now-deleted user on Reddit, too.
He's a dumb. Let's get this fired.
Wow. All right. Now that there's a word in there, Eric, that it's really not shared in polite company, even cursing, at least in the U.S.
Yeah, not unless you're from Britain.
If you're in the UK or Australia, yep. You may say that word. Wow, that's an aggressive attack.
That was an aggressive word. Yeah, that was an aggressive word.
But what I like about this hate is, he's trying to rally the troops.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like, let's get him fired. Let's hear that one more time.
He's a dumb. Let's get this fired.
Wow. You said it. The way it sounds with you reading it, Eric, it's almost like this was yours. That's just what I heard in that. Like, there was a woo. You went at that one.
I was so excited when I saw that word. It was like, I can't wait to read this.
You could tell the enthusiasm was there.
What do you think the plan was to get you fired? If they were really trying to rally the troops here in this thread, what do you think the plan was?
I think they want management to just think I'm really dumb.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the thread that I'm getting here. I'm just too stupid to be on the air.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, that seems
not to be... Not don't you think I'm too stupid to be on the air. Do you think that was...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Come on, ask it again.
Man, when the hate spills into the studio. Oh, God. That's what I think the theme was. I think it was, he's too dumb, so you got to fire him.
Okay, all right.
But that was 4 years ago.
And
a couple of these have lost the thread.
Right, and I imagine now they're really mad.
Now they're even angrier.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for playing.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hate-O-Meter.
Bill Spadia. Keep it going with Judy and EJ. Ride home with Dubinsky and more. We're New Jersey 101.5.
8:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I hope you enjoyed the Hate-O-Meter, a little retro walk back in hate time. It's amazing to me how angry people get when they disagree with someone. You know, I got a guy, Mike is angry on the app chat right now because he doesn't like the fact that it's the $44 Stay NJ refund checks because he's only paying $8,000 for his property taxes. Well, you'd show me a young couple out there that if you told them they could budget $8,000 in property taxes to somehow afford to buy a place versus North Carolina, Tennessee, and pay $2,000, what decision they're going to make. You know, I think people forget how expensive it is to live in the Northeast. And when your expenses continue to rise, have you bought ground beef lately? I mean, look at what your expenses are and then compare that to your incomes, which are not going up. So it's, to me, it's outrageous. It's one of the reasons why Republicans are getting themselves in trouble and headed into these midterms, because the president keeps talking about the stock market. Well, if you can't touch your investments right now, it doesn't matter. If you're in a 401k, you can't touch until you're 59 and a half. It doesn't matter because you've got to live today. And you're not living off your stocks unless you're a day trader. And my guess is most of you are not. You're living off your income. And when the incomes aren't going up, or you get sacked, or you are downgraded from full-time to part-time hourly and you lose your health care, you're in trouble. It's thousands and thousands of dollars that now have to come out of your pocket. So we're in trouble as a state. And I, just like when I criticize the Republican Party, I do it as a Republican. I criticize and go after the nonsense in New Jersey because I'm staying here. I live here. I love New Jersey. I'm digging in. So that's why. So don't get defensive about New Jersey. You don't have to. This is in the family. We're all here. And we better fight like hell to make it better. Because right now, we are screwing over entire classes and generations of people. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. What do you want to vent about? The Ventometer is open. 857 Genercillo with your news next.
New Jersey 101.5. Great New Jerseyans talking Jersey stuff. Jump in anytime. Call. App chat. Be a part of it. New Jersey 101.5.
909 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. We had quite a hate-o-meter, Jen.
That was intense.
It was intense.
Yeah, I loved it.
Now, thank you. Kenny, the running realtor on the app chat, wants to know when we're doing the love-o-meter.
The love-o-meter?
Yeah. He said, or is there just not enough love for you?
Aww,
that's funny.
That's cute.
Yeah, maybe April Fool's. You know, if it falls on a Wednesday. I don't know.
The love-o-meter.
The whole point of the hate-o-meter is I think it's A, entertaining. B, I find it amazing that people express the hate instead of turning the channel. Right? That is
fascinating. Well, I've always found the haters listen more.
Right?
Right?
I would love to know what the average listening between a hate or a... So we have a running now, we have from the retro hate today, which I should remind everyone, that was aired for the first time. It was just discovered. Mm-hmm. So producer Thomas discovered a Reddit thread.
Yeah, look at him going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, from 4 years ago.
Don't tell Thomas.
So 22, so we were coming out of the throes of COVID. New Jersey was still trying to recover and reopen. The rest of the world was open, not New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were in the line of fire then.
Constantly. Yeah, I mean, it was every day. It started in February of 2020 when I first called out they should have not canceled March Madness.
That's right.
It was when I first got on. And it was right out of that, the Princess cruise ship that they wouldn't let them get off the ship. And it was, so those two things happened. And I was on a rant and a rage for 2.5 years.
I have a lot of PTSD from 2020, and I really would rather not relive it, considering I had a senior in high school, and just so many things went wrong that year, and I just really don't want to go there.
Yeah, Michael was a junior. He graduated the next year. It was...
you guys had everything. I'm like, well, how was your prom? We didn't have one.
Yeah, but I was, if you remember, because of the stupid masks that I refused to wear, I couldn't get into the football game. So I would pull my truck up and we set our own little theater up to watch the games. It was such a dumb time.
Yeah, I know. We missed out on a lot.
Well, I said this yesterday. I said, you know, think about it. 85% of the country lined up for the vaccine. Many were forced to do it or the threat of losing their job.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people bought into 6 foot of distance, which they've admitted later they had no basis for it? None. Mm-hmm. They just made it up.
It should never happen again.
Right. Well, and that's what I worry about. And, you know, that's why I think it is important to point out back to the hate-o-meter, because people get mad. I think they get more mad mm-hmm. when they think it's true and they're like, they don't want to believe it.
Right, right.
The people I found who were most angry were the ones who believed in the vaccine mandates. And now when you tell them it has spiked cancer and mm-hmm. other horrible things for people, they don't want to believe it.
I think my favorite hate-o-meter line today was the line that just said bag. And I went to producer Thomas and I said, all right, now give me the full.
Did he give it to you?
Oh, yeah. He told me what it was. That was good. It was good.
Guy is bag, right?
And so I had Thomas. I said, now don't sugarcoat it. Tell me exactly what was said. And he did. And it was good.
The hate-o-meter is barely safe for work these days.
No.
So anyway, I figured I'd open the helpline here in the last.
The helpline?
Helpline, the vent line. If people want to, you know, if there's a problem.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Oh. I feel like that clip should be longer.
Absolutely.
But I think we need to extend that out a little bit.
I was just about to dance.
Yo, I'll solve it.
The helpline is open, 1-800-283-101.5. What are you struggling with and how can I be helpful? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. The time is 9:13. What's next is traffic and weather.
Jersey issues, Jersey voices, real conversation. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott, weeknights 6 to 7 on New Jersey 101.5. Thoughtful commentary, your calls, and the stories that matter here. Sponsored by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jeweler.
9:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. So the helpline is open, or the Ventometer, if you've got something.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
You got a problem? Let's try to solve it. We'll start with Frank in Bayville. All right, Frank, what's going on?
Hey, Bill, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. What can I help you with?
So I was hoping that maybe you could help me out by getting my GoFundMe page out. I had a mishap happen this Father's Day. Took my family to the Cape May Zoo, and as we pulled through the front gate, my car went up in flames.
Oh!
Had trouble getting my kids out at first. Got my three-year-old out at the last minute, thank God, because of two nice gentlemen who jumped into action to help me get my kids out.
Wow!
Not only did they help me get my kids out, they were able to double back and get all my car seats out, which was amazing. But what I'm asking is if maybe my GoFundMe page, if you could put it out there, and if anybody in their heart can, you know, find it in their heart to help.
Let me ask you, Frank. How did you get home from you went to the Cape May Zoo? It was on Father's Day. You pull in. What happened? The flames started coming up from the engine.
So
how far did you drive?
I came from Bayville. So, you know, we pulled right in the gate. My wife says, hey, the car's smoking. I said, just pull over here real quick. We'll take a quick look at it. You know, just get out of the way from everybody so they can get by. And I literally, as soon as I jumped out, flames started coming out of the front corner panel. So I jumped into, you know, emergency mode and started ripping my kids out of the car.
Oh, my God. I went an intense time. What is the GoFundMe page, Frank? I want to look it up, and then I'm happy to share.
I have a link. Let me.
Here's the thing. I don't share GoFundMes on social media because there's so much spam that comes with it. But if you want to tell people your name, how they can find you, if they can just go to GoFundMe, go to GoFundMe.com.
The host is Maria De Jesus. That's my mother-in-law. She's the one who put it all together, and it's
Go ahead.
I don't know off the top of my head. Maria De Jesus is who sponsored it out of Bayville.
All right. So if I go to, I'm searching now. All right. It's Maria De Jesus, Bayville. Oh, there it is. Support for family after car fire on Father's Day.
That's it.
And you've got pictures of is this video what I'm looking at? Is this the fire?
Yes, sir.
Wow, no kidding. So let me understand something, Frank. Oh my God, your car is completely engulfed in flames. You got to go see this just to see the video.
Right.
Okay. I will. Here's what I'm going to do for you. I will share this tomorrow on the site so that people can take a look and make a decision if they want to be helpful. I see you've already raised some money.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm happy to help you, man. Frank, do you guys have another car or no? This is it. You got to get this one fixed.
No, this is it, to be honest with you.
What's the money going for? You can't fix this car. Frank, you can't fix this car. This car's burned to the ground.
Absolutely, I know. I'm just trying to either get a down payment for a new one or even just outright buy something. I don't know at this point. I'm on a fixed income, you know, just I'm the only income. My wife doesn't work because of some medical issues, and she's also a stay-home mom. I have four young children that I had to scramble to get out of the car. We're just in a bad way right now. And I normally, you know, would just swallow my pride, you know, and not even do something like this, but I had to swallow my pride for this one and ask for some help. You know, my mother-in-law set this up for me. And here we are.
All right.
You know,
so I will. Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to put this on the site tomorrow, and I will link it so people can see the video. Like I said, I've learned the hard way that when I've shared GoFundMe on X and other platforms, you get tons of spam. I don't know why. It's something with the guy. I always tell people use Give, Send, Go. I think it's much better, in my opinion. But that said, I want to help you. That's a terrible thing to have happened. Thank God your kids and your wife are okay. But I'll do my part. I'll post this story to the website tomorrow morning for you. All right.
Great. Thank you so much, sir. You have a wonderful day.
You got it, Frank. Yep, you too. Take care. All right. Mike, hang in there. You'll be first on the other side of the news with Jen Ursillo. Hey. 9:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Ladies, it is it's the helpline is open, but also the vent line. So I think people need to vent.
I don't know if you can mix the two.
Well, typically, if you want to vent about something, you may need help to solve the problem. If there was a problem, yo,
I'll solve it. I think it's got to be longer. Yeah, we got to extend
it. I feel like it should be extended a little bit. Yeah. But so we had somebody call earlier, and it was pretty bad. His car caught fire pulling into the Cape May Zoo on Father's Day. So I'm looking at the video. The car's gone, so, engulfed in flames. So he had to rush to get his two kids out of the back seat in a car seat.
He just wanted to vent.
No, he wants help by posting his GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
He wants to raise a few $1,000 because he doesn't have the money to fix it. We can't fix it. It's gone.
It's charged.
But to buy a new one. So, like, you don't think about stuff like that. If you're down to one car, you've got a family, what do you do? I've seen... I don't know what it is. Maybe cars are just getting older or maybe there's some other flaw.
People keep their cars much longer now.
Right? I'm seeing a lot more older cars on fire. This is the third one in within the last month that I've either heard of or watched.
Anytime I report a car fire in my traffic reports,
don't you feel like it's a lot?
I'm always blown away because I'm thinking, I didn't think cars could go up in flames anymore.
You don't think of that.
Sure,
but they do.
Yeah,
no.
But you don't think about it, right.
But is it the older models? Like, what's burning? Because if the electric cars get on fire, those batteries don't stop.
Are you not getting your oil change? You're running out of oil? Your engine's blowing? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, I did that once.
Proper maintenance.
Chill.
What'd you do? You forgot.
I was in my 20s.
What happened?
She didn't get her oil change.
I didn't get my oil change.
She ran it to the ground.
Killed the engine.
Killed it.
That will kill the engine.
Killed the car.
Yeah, that's what happened to Julie.
Yeah. You just forgot to put oil in it?
I was in my 20s. I was like, I didn't know if that... I thought it was a suggestion.
Well, you know, because it's... The little oil lamp is yellow, not red. Wasn't really
Julie
your fault.
Was like,
it looks
whatever.
Like a little genie lamp, you know. I was in my 20s, okay? I was in my 20s. I learned my lesson.
She did.
Is that, what's the cutoff for being able to say that? Because you say 20s, but like 29 is 20s. What's the cutoff when you can't say that?
I say halfway through, 25.
I think 25 is cutoff.
25.
Yeah, your brain doesn't develop.
It's not finished until 25.
Until like 25, yeah.
And we have boys. They haven't developed.
So, child.
Right.
They're not going to develop.
So why, yeah, I mean, so by that theory, you shouldn't be driving until you're 25. You shouldn't be voting until you're 25.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Right?
There's a lot of things.
There's a whole list of things.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I love it when they say they're an adult at 18. Yeah.
Arbitrary.
Totally they're
arbitrary.
They're not. And they're not independent.
Women tend to be a little more mature, I think, at that age.
I agree.
At all ages. Yes.
But you are not
maybe
fully,
at all ages.
You are not fully independent from your parents until you are financially independent. And in this day and age, is anybody ever going to be financially independent?
Well, here's the thing. So it's funny you say that. My kids are still on my phone plan.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Oh, wow, the phone plan's a whole different thing.
Yeah,
but
yes.
People band together and create families just to get phone plans.
Well, I have a good deal with AT&T. So, I'm not. And Elizabeth, I mean, she's in the UK, so she needs the US number. She's like, I have to have a whole other plan.
Right.
So I just kept it. I mean, they all pay their own bills. Like they are launched and away. I mean,
car insurance though. I still pay the car insurance.
Told the story. I'll tell this real quick. This is why people give California a bad name, and they're wrong. It's not as bad as you think.
Oh.
So my son moves to California. Takes his car, still on our plan. I get the insurance renewal. My total cost was $8,000 for my car insurance.
Remember this?
Yeah, you told this story on the air.
Yeah, so Jody and I call Michael. We're like, hey, good news and other news. Good news is mom and dad are real proud of you. You are on your own.
We love you.
Bad news is we're dropping you from our car insurance.
Now you got to pay for it all.
Yeah. Right. So when I dropped him, my new bill, $4,000 cheaper. $4,000.
And that's
so
a lot.
I said to Michael, we're like, look, we'll pay for it, but you got to find it way cheaper.
Yeah.
So he does. Comes back. He's like, Dad, I found it for $800. Like, 800 what? A quarter? It's like a year.
Wow.
So
What does it cover?
So it's the same coverage. It was the same car. He just flipped it.
Wow.
Insurance is cheaper in California.
All right.
But that tells me that New Jersey's so completely out of control.
Right.
How could it possibly cost that much?
I'm constantly changing, too.
Me, too.
I constantly change. If it's going to be cheaper, fine.
I used to do it with cable. I would go between Comcast and Fios because they would give out, like, $100 gift cards.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
I was switching every year.
Yeah.
They caught on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
Oh, I do the whole
thing. They don't even offer the terms anymore.
Now you have subscriptions to God knows what.
And now I'm trying to get out of all the subscriptions.
He's got the beef of the month club, but
gloves of the month club. You're in every.
Oh,
you're in every club.
Arrived yesterday.
How are they? They smell.
I shouldn't give that away. Yeah.
Is that your it was a birthday
gift for somebody?
Yeah. He knows now. Do they smell?
I don't know because I didn't want to open the package.
You gotta open it.
I think I'll poke it with a pin and kind of sniff and see.
Oh my god!
You know what? That is we'll do a whole show on that.
Scratch and sniff.
If someone walks in and sees you, like you're gonna get committed. Like, poking a hole to sniff it. What are you sniffing? Gloves.
Scratch and sniff gloves.
All right, let's go to Mike and Edison. Mike, you want to vent or you need help?
Well, I don't really know because it's with the post office and the Motor Vehicle Commission.
Oh, we could do a whole show just on that. Tell me what happened.
Last year in August, I want to thank you, first of all, for accepting my call and listening to me. Thanks a lot, Bill. It's great. Last year in August, I received a skip the trip registration renewal from the Motor Vehicle Commission. So I filled it out and I got a money order and I sent it in. And I was driving on, I guess, just on May 6th, just now.
Mm-hmm.
And we got pulled over for no registration. So I thought my brother got it because it comes in his name. He put it in a glove compartment. He thought I got it. We didn't have registration. So I got a $55 ticket. What happened is Motor Vehicle never got my money from the post office. And I figure skip the trip, it'd be like a priority thing where they want, you got to drive, you need this.
Right.
So I figured they would do this for us, But they can't, when I went to, I had to get somebody to give me a ride. I was taken off the road for a month. I could have been impounded. We got a good cop. It was really good. I got a $55 ticket, first ticket in my life. when I sent them, okay, I sent the money into the motor vehicle people, and they never got. When I went down to South Brunswick, they said there's been no transaction history here. I don't nothing for last year, so I figured the post office lost it. So I went with the receipt back to them to get my $47 back.
Yep.
They told me that I needed to do a search and it would cost me $21 to do the search.
So, Mike, did they cash the $47 though?
No, I don't know what happened to it.
So they probably didn't. You probably didn't spend that $47 then.
It never made it. It never made it to motor vehicle because I had to drive to South Brunswick.
So let me ask you this, Mike. Why would you just not go through another registration? Like, just do it again.
Oh, we did. I had to get a friend of mine. I had to get rides to the store for a month. I walked for a month. I'm 70 years old. We got a ride down to South Brunswick, and we were able to get, you know, everything squared away with the registration and everything, and everything else I had to do with the cars on the road again. But the thing is that, you know, this $47, when I went back to the post office with my receipt and I said, look, I paid this, I should get the $47. They never got it. Okay, this is a skip the trip. Okay, so they said, well, it's going to cost you $21 for us to search to find out where the money went.
That's unbelievable.
I'm not going to throw money after. Come on. You know,
what I'm saying is, did you write a check for the skip the trip?
No, it was a money order.
No wonder you're pissed off. All right, now I get it. You may as well have mailed cash. Let me tell you something, Mike.
It was cash. Yeah,
somebody took it. That's what happened. You're out.
Somebody took it.
There's nothing you can do. It's the same as cash.
The guy said to me on the way down, you're never going to see that money again.
No, you won't. And so there you go. What's the lesson? Don't ever mail cash. Don't mail. You can't trust anything.
No, it's not so much that. It's just let the people know that if they lose your money, it costs $21 to find it.
Well, but not only that, they're never going to find it because envelope was opened and it's sitting on the ground somewhere.
Yeah, I figured it's underneath a bin in the back, like on the floor,
Mike, I feel for you. I'm glad it's a good PSA for people and a good reminder, but I'm telling you, don't send cash anywhere. You know, you want to mail grandkids a little cash, don't do it. Write a check.
I don't have any grandkids.
I'm just saying to anybody out there, don't mail cash. It's happened to me. Someone was sending me cash in one of the big shipping companies. Anyway, I got the envelope. It had already been opened. Nice. Anyway, Mike, got to jump. Sorry for your troubles. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 9:47 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Open phones, real opinions. This is New Jersey's Conversation. Call 800-283-101.5 or connect with us on the New Jersey 101.5 app.
9:55 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning and goodbye. I hope you guys have an outstanding rest of your day. I got to get out of here. We'll have a big show for you tomorrow. I will open up the help and vent line again tomorrow because people need help, and I'm here to help. Have a great rest of your day, guys. See you at 6 tomorrow.